AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. For the first time in 15 months, the Federal Reserve has left its key interest rate unchanged. Saker Magani has details.
The central bank had raised the benchmark rate 10 straight times in the inflation fight to the highest level in 16 years. It will stay there for now, as the Fed looks to assess how the hikes have affected inflation and the overall economy.
That gives us more information to make decisions. Try to make better decisions.
The pause was expected, but Jerome Powell and the central bankers also signaled a surprise.
Nearly all committee participants view it as likely that some further rate increases will be appropriate.
Maybe two more hikes this year, starting as soon as next month. Powell says the things they need to see for lowering inflation are coming into place, but it will still take time.
We have to get inflation down to 2%, and we will. And we just don't see that yet.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Labor Department's Producer Price Index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, dropped 0.3% from April to May, up just 1.1% from a year ago. In other news, a new entrant in the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, filing paperwork. Overseas, more than 20 Ukrainian soldiers taken prisoner during fighting in Ukraine are now facing trial in southern Russia. The captured soldiers were members of the Azov battalion that fought Russian troops in Mariupol last year. In Ukraine today, Russian forces fired cruise missiles at the southern city of Odessa and shelled eastern Donetsk region, killing at least six people and damaging dozens of homes, according to Ukrainian officials. Meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Ukraine's counteroffensive is making advances.
Delivering above expectations, and they've done that throughout the war.
And an overcrowded fishing boat carrying migrants capsized and sank off the coast of Greece. At least 79 dead, many more missing. This is AP News. A look at how stocks reacted to the Fed's news. Our Seth Sutel has the closing bell.
Wall Street swung to a mixed finish after the Federal Reserve hinted it may raise interest rates two more times this year. The estimate of future hikes was more than the Fed had indicated previously and more than markets were expecting. That sent indexes bouncing around in the afternoon. Treasury yields rose. The S&P 500 closed 0.1% higher. The Dow fell 232 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq rose 0.4%. The Fed said it was keeping interest rates where they were for now. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the central bank will assess the effects of the 10 previous rate hikes the Fed has made over the past year. Most Fed policymakers say they expect the central bank's main interest rate to climb another 0.5% by the end of the year. High rates fight inflation by slowing the economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.